really interesting stuff there with our buddy Rob Bradford. He's right. Pitchers are trained as specialists these days, and that's why we see so many more arm injuries. You're designated as a pitcher a lot earlier in your baseball life than you were back in the day. And the concentration on a singular sport also happens much more frequently than it did 20, 30 years ago, even 15 years ago. Warren, I don't know about you. I played everything growing up. I at least tried everything. I wasn't good at much, but I at least tried everything. I tried soccer, basketball, baseball, football. I did shot put and track and field. So at least I got out there and I tried everything. Now it feels like kids are one sport athletes in like middle school, which is crazy. And that's why you get hurt.
I saw one of the little YouTube shorts today. They talked about there was a kid whose parents, he's 11 years old, and they got him Tommy John surgery. And I'm like, what?
Whoa. Whoa.
He had Tommy John surgery and he was 11 years old. The worst thing I worried about health-wise at 11 years old was
chickenpox.
Yeah, an upset stomach or skinning my knee, like falling or something. I wasn't worried about Tommy John.
I feel like you're not even developed enough at 11 years old to have Tommy John. Like, you still got your child bones in there. Man.
How does that happen? What are you doing with that child that at 11 years old, the UCL needs surgical work?
And that's the thing. Like, you would take a break from throwing a baseball because it would then turn to football season. You would take a break from ramming into each other because then it would be basketball season. You'd take a break from shooting over and over and over again because baseball season was starting back up again. That's how it used to be. But now, again, these quarterbacks are quarterbacks from the time they're 10 years old. And all they do is throw a football 1,000 times, and you wonder why their shoulders break down. These pitchers are pitchers from 11, 12 years old. It's just crazy. All right, we'll switch gears here. Mike Hughes joined the radio station. He joined the morning shift, and he talked about what's going on. Our CB2 exclusively right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. He joined the morning shift with Squid and Allie and Mike Johnson, and this was their conversation.
Cornerback Mike Hughes to the show. We're going to get into really, really deep about this practice. Obviously, a cool crossover, but just the Falcons as a whole, man. You obviously have been around a couple of different places, seem to have found a home here. What's the relationship like between you and not only Raheem, but a lot of the coaches and other guys like AJ?
The relationship's great, man. I'm a people's guy, I would like to say. So I'm big on, creating great relationships. And that's what this game allows us to do. We got people from all walks of life just coming together for one common goal. And it's always special to, be around the guys and being able to just, do whatever or talk about whatever, whether it's football or just about life. And those are the type of relationships that you can create for a lifetime outside of just the football building. But I would like to say my relationship with everybody is great, man. I think everybody likes me. That's what they say. But, I like everybody else. So it's been great.
I'm like, you're a guy that's played inside and outside. And there's real differences. And some people think one's harder than the other. Walk us through the differences and which one you think is actually harder to play.
Probably nickel. It's really a glorified linebacker. They got to do a lot more communicating than a corner does. Corners we get feedback from the other positions on adjustments that we might need to do sometimes. But for the most part, we're out there on the island. So it's probably more physically demanding, difficult in that aspect. But as far as like communication and assignment, nickel is probably way harder.
And when you say you're out there on an island, how hard is it at times if you feel like you maybe be a step behind to trust your technique and not kind of panic out there?
It's just all about like you really trusting your technique, just not trying anything new, doing what you practice and trying to perfect that, and just having the mindset of just bringing it every play. You can't fall asleep out there because as soon as you do, the ball's in the air, and if you're not ready, then everybody knows how that goes at corner. So just not being able to fall asleep, trusting your technique, and just being confident.
Cornerback Mike Hughes joining us here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. To follow up on that, talk to us a little bit about the relationship with yourself and a guy like Billy Bowman. Obviously, he's been brought in, I think, like you're talking about glorified linebacker. He's been asked to do some of that box stuff. He looks built for it. I mean, he looks like he's enjoying himself out here. He's having a good camp so far. But obviously, you're a guy that playing, you know, a number of spots. You can shed some light on that for him.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I can speak for all the rookies. They've come in with the mindset to just work, and that's all you can ask for. And they've taken bits and pieces of what we've given them and just trying to add it to being a pro, and just trying to teach them how to be a pro. And they've done a great job so far. And like I said, all you can ask for them is to come out here and work and just perfect their craft. And everything else will fall into place. Like, I always tell them, like, you got drafted for a reason. It's hard to make it to the league, so being able to stay and, you know, find your footing is also another thing, too. So just trying to help them in that aspect, just being a pro. And like I said, just bringing it every day, making sure you're doing anything to help the team.
We are joined by Mike Hughes on the morning shift. I like to ask the fun questions. So I know we're in the thick of training camp right now. We just had our first crossover practice. But what did you do in the offseason?
So I closed on a house in L.A. I've been working on that for a while. That's why I usually go and train in the offseason. So closed on a house. I was dealing with that pretty much the majority of the offseason. But just being around family, I'm a family guy. And just kind of, you know, having fun, really. Whether it's bowling or jet skiing, I like the jet ski. I know it's dangerous, but I'm pretty good at it, so shouldn't be no worries. But yeah, just, you know, having fun and really just spending time with family.
And who are you rooming with out here?
With D. Alford, AJ, and Clark Phillips.
Who's controlling the music right now?
In the dorm room?
Yeah.
Honestly, whenever we're in there to sleep. So whenever I go into everybody's rooms, it's closed. Everybody's kind of in their own world. We see each other all day here. So once we get over there, it's pretty much sleep time. So that's how that goes.
So. Joined by Mike Hughes on the morning shift. I want to get back to the jet ski. What kind of jet ski you got?
What's the name of it? Do you know any brands?
I just know that, yeah, I think Kawasaki makes one. Was it Sea-Doo makes one?
Sea-Doo. I got two Sea-Doos.
Wow. Yep.
Two Sea-Doos, the trick bike ones.
You like getting out there early in the morning or late at night when it's glass out there, right?
You talking about, like, when it's calm?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the best. That's the best. Yeah, when it's pretty rough, that's when you got to be real careful. But like you said, when it's glass, that's when you can kind of have fun with it, so.
All right, I'll go back to football real quick. How hard is it in today's game with the CBA where you guys don't practice tackling a lot? How hard is it to stay crisp on that tackling? Because you said earlier on island, and a lot of times you are, and if the guy gets the ball, you got to make the play.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So we got this thing called thud, and pretty much you do the same thing as if you're about to tackle somebody. You just don't bring them down. So as much as we can, we try to emphasize that. And And I mean, it's really no other way to really get prepared for it. I guess the pro thud that we usually use is kind of how we get ourselves ramped up to do the real thing. But other than tackling for real, it's like, you know what I mean? You can't. Right. You got to get in the game and then see how you do. So
finishing up here with cornerback Mike Hughes. Look, I can't let you go without at least asking you about today's practice and some of the matchups you had out here against the Tennessee Titans. Anybody stick out? I know that we joke around Falcons legend Calvin Ridley over there, but anybody stick out? What was one of your favorite matchups today, and how do you feel like the defense did?
Obviously, you know, really sticks out. I was ready to go against Cam Ward, see what he has. And I think he'll have a long, good career, just based off of what I've seen and his confidence level. He's out there talking a little bit. So, I enjoyed that. And, you know, they got a bunch of young guys over there that I'm not really too familiar with, but they got, you know, some skill set that you got to pay attention to when you're out there. So, it was some pretty fun matchups, though. Obviously, like I said, Calvin Ridley and Cam Ward was definitely at the top of my list.
All right, that's cornerback Mike Hughes joining us here on the morning shift. Thanks so much, man. Good luck this year.
Good stuff there from CB2. When we get back, we're going to let you hear from Miles Garrett, who joined me a little bit earlier in the show. He was boots on the ground today. Fight day at training.